Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering life's biggest challenges, one day at a time. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that affects nearly every single person on this planet. Stress management and that elusive work-life balance. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, juggling a million things at once? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems to grow longer the more you tick things off? Yeah, me too. But here's the good news. We can actually take control of this chaos and create a life that feels more fulfilling, less frantic. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself as a superhero. You've got incredible abilities, but even superheroes need to recharge and refocus. It's not about being perfect. It's about finding strategies that work for YOU. So, let's break down 5 game-changing strategies that can help you tame the stress monster and achieve that sweet spot between work and life. Number 1. Prioritize ruthlessly. This isn't about saying no to everything. It's about saying yes to what truly matters. Think of your time as a precious resource. Would you spend it on something that drains you or something that energizes you? Ask yourself, what are my core values? What brings me joy and fulfillment? Then, focus your energy on those things. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Next up, master the art of delegation. We're not talking about passing off all your responsibilities. Think strategic sharing. Delegate tasks that others can handle effectively, freeing up your time for the things that truly require your expertise. This applies to both work and personal life. Maybe you delegate grocery shopping to a partner or friend, or perhaps you assign a task at work to someone who excels in that area. Now, let's talk about boundaries, those magical lines that separate your work life from your personal life. Think of them as protective shields against the relentless demands of the world. Set clear expectations for when you're on and when you're off. Maybe that means turning off work notifications after a certain hour or designating specific days as screen-free zones. Remember, it's okay to disconnect and recharge. Number 4. Embrace the power of movement. I know. Exercise can feel like another chore on an already overflowing list. But trust me, even short bursts of activity can have a massive impact on stress levels and overall well-being. It doesn't have to be anything intense, a brisk walk, some yoga stretches, or even dancing around your living room counts. Find something you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. Finally, cultivate mindfulness. That means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. This could involve meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply taking a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. It's about training your mind to focus on what's happening right now instead of getting lost in thoughts about the past or worries about the future. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a hard-working professional juggling a demanding job, family commitments, and personal aspirations. She's always feeling overwhelmed, constantly racing against the clock, and her stress levels are sky high. But Sarah decides to implement these strategies. She prioritizes self-care, delegates tasks, sets boundaries, incorporates movement into her day, and practices mindfulness. As a result, Sarah starts to feel more in control. Her workload feels manageable. She has more time for the things she loves, and her stress levels significantly decrease. She rediscovers joy in her daily life and becomes a happier, more balanced version of herself. So, remember, achieving work-life balance isn't about finding a perfect equilibrium. It's an ongoing journey of adjustment and self-discovery. It takes conscious effort, but the rewards are well worth it. We've covered 5 key strategies today. Prioritize ruthlessly, master delegation, set boundaries, embrace movement, and cultivate mindfulness. These aren't just words on a podcast. They're powerful tools that can transform your life. Now, I want to hear from you. Which of these strategies resonates most with you? What are some steps you can take today to implement them in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Mental War. We're dropping new episodes every day, packed with real talk, practical advice, and motivation to help you conquer any challenge that comes your way. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.